Otherwise, my faith in human nature would be completely destroyed.
My sympathy
over their time to the work of the charity. And I imagine that a lot of the moderators of the chats and the moderators of the forums are basically volunteers. And those people may hold the genuine belief that they're doing some good. It's a mistaken belief in my opinion. But they certainly, I can imagine that a lot of them didn't sign up to be involved with a group that was appointing paedophile apologists to its trustee board. And they will be as horrified as the rest of us that this is what it's come to.
Yeah, well, I think you're a very good man.
I have to believe that. Otherwise, my faith in human nature would be completely destroyed.
My sympathies today are with the many, many, many child, probably now adult victims of this horrible outfit. Mm,
absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. I'm just sort
not
of
that it's neither or, but you know.
No. Go on,
you're nicer. You're just nicer. I mean, this is the thing. I said it to you before. You know, forgiveness and kindness are not desirable qualities in lawyers. and thankfully, I have neither, nor do I want them.
I try to come from a position of an assumption of benevolence, because I don't believe that there are people, you know, apart from a few psychopaths, that there are people who deliberately go out to harm other people. They don't wake up in the morning and think, how am I going to fuck someone up today? Yes, there are people who think like that, but I think they're very much in the minority. I think some people are just misled.
They're called lawyers, mate. Yeah, that's exactly what. That's precisely what I think while I'm buttering my toast in the morning, let me tell you. What puts a smile on my face as I sip my orange juice.
It does put a smile on my face, I have to say, to see mermaids crumble. But I really, really would like there to be some kind of alternative provision for the kids who have previously, mistakenly, relied on mermaids as a source of advice and help.
Sure.
If mermaids is going to be closed down, one would hope that there would be some planning for what to do with those children.
The last thing these lot care about is kids. Don't you believe it? And don't you believe their safeguarding policy has any contemplation for a situation where they are not arrogantly supposing themselves to be the sole arbiter?